listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, Democrats and Republicans, libertarians and vegetarians, all you hot dogs and burger kings and queens, all you children of sex, all you victims of war, you're listening to Radio Suzy One, broadcasting live on the 4th of July. From Dr. Susie's Speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A. And I want to wish you a happy Independence Day. Can I hear an amen? Can I hear an A women?
Hey, women.
Happy birthday,
I'm about more
USA.
Women. Happy birthday.
I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block, your humble servant, your love doctor, your mother confessor, your firecrackin', whip-smackin', daughter of the American Revelation. And if you're with me live, it's the 233rd anniversary of the American Revolution, the 4th of July. Yeah. Love those fireworks inside and out. Ooh, time to venerate the founding daddios of our nation. Masturbation, copulation, like George Washington, who had a plantation. And he grew hemp on his plantation, that founding daddio certainly did. And Thomas Jefferson, who had an affair with his favorite slave girl. Wonder if he had a collar for her. Sally! Oh, Sally, how I love you. My Sally Hemming. On his plantation. And then we had Benjamin Franklin, who didn't have no plantation as far as I know, but he had a lot of orgies in France where he got people to go, yeah, I'm going to finance this thing because every revolution costs money. So if we charge you a little for something every once in a while, you understand. But tonight, we're for free. And it's a free-for-all. We're celebrating freedom, sexual freedom, personal freedom, liberté, fraternité, égalité. No, that's Bastille Day. This is Declaration of Independence. Great document. Yeah, let's celebrate. I'm here with some beautiful people. I got Sister Molinet right here. Hey, Sister Molinet, happy 4th of July.
Hello.
So, Sister Molinet has been a visitor at times and a goddess at times, actually. My friend also.
Absolutely.
And my assistant.
Yes.
And she was Venus at Eros Day, Obama orgy. We had an orgy for Obama inaugural ball.
Intergalactic.
And Sister Molinet was drafted into the part of Venus naked.
Voluntarily.
Except for an American flag scarf. Very skimpy.
Came off in the
her
end.
Waist, and that came off too. Everything. Because Venus must be naked. And Venus was tied to the cross, imprisoned sort of symbolically by the Bush administration,
just
I guess.
Just like America.
Like that, you know, yeah, something
just like,
you know,
like
really
America.
Corny. And then we have had an Obama look-alike, Obama roast. Naked, okay? With wings. Yeah.
That Eros.
Yeah, you know. And I, you know, he looked like Obama, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And he rescued you.
So romantic.
So romantic. Yes. And so welcome back, Molinet. And this is your first time. What was that, sweetheart? My microphone.
Ooh.
I have to play with my microphone. Is this okay?
A little foreplay there.
Is this good for you?
I
and
like
is it,
it
better for you now? A little away? All right, here we go.
A little away. A little away from you.
Sometimes you gotta pull it a little away to make it feel just right.
Absolutely.
So Molinet has been here a few times, but you're a virgin to the radio show.
That is correct.
So welcome to Radio Susie One.
Thank you.
Did you have a good time on the roof?
So much fun. I peed twice.
On the roof?
Oops, should I not have said that?
Oh, no, I wish we could have filmed. Did we film that? I don't know. Oh, wow.
Here's
you
my cup.
You peed on the roof. Golden showers in addition to the sparkle showers of fireworks. That's perfect. We had sparklers and sparkles.
That's right. Golden era of the day.
Do you incorporate golden showers into your private life?
Only on my fetish sites.
Oh, okay. Well, obviously you also pee just, privately.
And
your
daily.
Fetish sites. Clearly. And daily. More than daily,
I mean.
But it's fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
Why do you enjoy it so much?
Such a release.
It is, isn't it?
And I feel like it's kind of like territorial. Like,
yeah, like animals.
Marking my territory
totally.
Kind of thing. I don't know.
You are totally marking your territory. Oh, yeah. Starts right off the bat talking about pissing.
That.
All right.
Okay.
Now, I'm excited.
Me too.
I've been drinking Agavero, if you want to know.
Hot.
Just in case you would like to know, they are.
I wanted to know.
My favorite liqueur. It's an aphrodisiac made in Mexico. And
Mexico.
The tradition is that Mexican grandmothers give it to their granddaughters on their wedding nights to make them wet.
I love it.
For their husbands, of course, or whoever. Whomever.
Whomever. Right. It is
and
whomever.
Whomever.
Speaking of which, I am a Yalie, so I should speak properly, and I have a fellow Yalie here.
Uh-oh.
My next victim, also a virgin on Radio Susie One, is Jesse.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jesse Rhines.
Well, thank you. Jesse. Brother Jesse, welcome to Radio Susie One.
Thank you, Dr. Susie.
And how did you enjoy your rooftop experience on the speakeasy on the 4th of July?
I'll tell you, it was really a revelation for me.
A revelation, brother, and a revolution.
That's right. I mean, all of those fireworks going on all over Los Angeles.
Cool. It was really
nice. It was hot.
And if you look at them, half of them are illegal because they're in South Central. So the people, they can't afford to eat decent food, but they get fireworks.
They know how to party, baby.
They get the fireworks. And those are the people who are celebrating America.
Thank you, people. We had beauty, thanks to you. We love you.
America.
And I want to very quickly, before we get to our caller, introduce Sister Sula.
Hi.
Welcome to Radio Susie One.
It's a pleasure to be here.
You are also a virgin to the radio show, but you have been to the speakeasy at the Bondage Gala up on the St. Andrew's Cross, being magnifique, brothers and sisters, absolument magnifique. And we have a caller. I'm just going to take a chance that he's going to, actually be there. He wants to talk about my great humanitarian contribution. Let me just say that
off
the bat, just in case he only wants to jerk off.
Well, it's the same thing sometimes.
But it says
whatever gets him off.
Dr. Susie's great humanitarian contribution.
It's
I feel
amazing.
Very patriotic at the
whatever
moment.
I want to masturbate to that.
Peter from L.A., let's masturbate, let's cogitate. Let's celebrate. Peter, on line 2.
Hello.
Hi, there he is.
Hi.
Welcome to Radio Susie One. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July, everyone.
Thank you. How are you?
You're in L.A.?
L.A. is the place.
Wow.
Place to be.
Where?
Right here in L.A. County.
What's your address?
We want to know the exact coordinates.
GPS, baby, GPS.
Do you have a phone?
We're coming over to get ya.
Yeah, towards the east.
Where was that?
The east.
The east. Oh, you've been setting off the fireworks.
Oh, thank you so much. That was amazing
Beautiful stuff.
You're so great.
Yeah.
Artist style.
Much hotter than those West Siders.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So, Peter, tell me about my humanitarian contribution.
Dr. Susan.
Or did you just want to jerk off?
What? Your contribution to humanity is Amazing.
I didn't pay you, right? Maybe I did. No, I didn't. Okay.
No.
So,
tell us more.
Tell us more. What are you talking about exactly? I mean, I made several contributions, and I'm wondering which one you're talking about.
Well, your contribution to understanding the human condition,
the truly perverted nature of us all, the gloriously perverted and marvelously kinky and
citizen
and wildly animal and all that nature.
Love it.
Is there any other kind worthwhile?
Well, you know, no. The other stuff is artificial. Well, anyway, Peter, how do I come across you? How did you come across me, and where did you discover me?
Well, I just discovered you on the internet one day.
On the internet? Okay. I thought maybe you being in L.A., you saw the cable show, and then I would get up on my pulpit and talk about the death of public access.
Oh.
Oh, you don't even know about that. All right, never mind. You're on the internet, and the internet is free, at least parts of it.
The internet is beautiful.
Still now.
So, Peter, do you lead a secret life?
No, not a pretty normal life.
Really? Normal?
Yeah.
Mm. Normal on the outside.
Mm, scary.
What is normal?
What do you do, Peter? What kind of work do you do?
Oh, I get to work for the state of California and all kinds of things.
Wait, everyone was screaming over a hole-in-one, or I mean a shot.
He works for the state of California, and starting this week, you're going to get some IOUs from us.
Well, this is all very patriotic, isn't it?
I love this timing.
Oh, it's all good.
You work for the state of California doing what?
I pick up cans and bottles.
Really? Well, that's very useful.
Recycling?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much for doing that. You're going to have to pick up a lot of our sparklers tomorrow. Okay. Well, thank you for thanking me. Did you have a question for us, or you just kind of wanted to swell up my head so my hat fell off?
Yeah, I just wanted to acknowledge you, Dr. Susan.
Well, I hope you swell up your head later tonight. Or even right now.
Oh, my goodness. Amazing. Your contributions are amazing, Dr. Susan.
Wow.
What about me?
Your shop lover.
It's Brother Max.
I'm the husband.
He also contributes.
I'm sure his contributions are tremendous.
Very, very large. And yes, he has a large head as well.
Look at that.
All right.
There's talent enough to go around.
Aw. Well, thank you, darling. Anyway, happy 4th of July. Why are you all alone tonight?
Oh, no. I'm not alone. I'm here with 8 million people surrounding me.
Are you here?
No. You know, Dr. Susan, you get to get me into that building with you next time.
Okay. All right, well, I'm going to get back to my attractive guests.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thanks so much.
You have a happy, sparkling night, darling.
Okay, we'll
stay
see
free.
You guys.
Yeah.
Okay, I love you.
Ciao for now.
We love you.
We love you too.
Peace.
You guys are awesome.
Aww.
Take care.
All right, awesome us.
Awesome.
Okay, so it's
well,
back
that
to
was
us
nice.
Now.
That was great.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, it was almost nice. Making me uncomfortable. It was so nice. You know what I mean? Like when somebody really compliments you over and over, it's embarrassing.
You should say thank you.
I know. You're so great. That's because you're so used to being complimented because you're so gorgeous. You've been complimented since you were born.
Or beat up.
Hey, do you need to pee or anything? I got a cup.
Yeah, and the peeing thing. Let's get back to that. Okay, did either of you, Jesse or Sula, did you see Molinet peeing up on the roof?
I did not.
I'm afraid I missed that.
Very sneaky.
I really did.
You're afraid and you regret.
I'm somewhat regretful, but
You're not into peeing, but you would have been
I'm not into peeing, but I'm always into new experiences.
Yeah.
Opportunist. I like that.
I am an opportunist. I admit
she
that.
She must have been sneaky, because I'm pretty attentive, and I did not... Although it was the roof, and I'm kind of afraid of heights. So
yeah. I was watching fireworks
so
in South Central.
How do you feel about peeing?
How do I feel about peeing?
Yeah, I mean...
From high
heights?
From high altitudes.
From high altitudes or
high
not?
Altitudes, not so much. Otherwise, I love it.
Right.
I do.
So... peeing just into the toilet is
sufficient.
I mean,
or into a mouth or a funnel.
Into a mouth. Onto my leg.
Onto your leg.
Well, not my pee. Someone else's pee.
Someone else's pee on your leg.
Whose pee? Oh. My dom's pee.
Your dom. Let's talk about your
dom.
Absolutely.
Okay,
because he's out there right now.
This is an example
I don't know,
of a
can
new
he
experience
hear,
can, for me.
Her dom is named Sir Nick.
They didn't teach this at Yale,
no,
right?
No, they didn't teach this at
the
Yale.
Stuff.
Yeah, but they have all these professors that dominate the shit out of you.
They really do.
They really threaten you with your life.
Mm-hmm. Extra credit.
I mean, either you're going to graduate or not.
Yeah.
And if you don't, then... You're not as hot. Yeah, exactly. So they have a lot of power.
Luckily, the people are studious.
And sometimes
they
want sex. At least
creative.
When I went to school, now they don't anymore. They're not allowed to want sex.
Wow.
Well, they're allowed to want it. What do you mean, well? Have you done your professors?
Ooh, let's hear more.
I wish.
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
They should loosen up. Yeah. Well, Professor Dom Nick, Sir Nick, is kind of like a professor. You know what? I don't know about this hat. I think I'm going to change hats. But can he hear us in the bar?
Yes, in the bar.
Okay,
yeah.
Sir Nick, we're talking
listening.
About you. Now, this one is a little bit harder to balance. Okay, so, Sula, how did you meet Sir Nick?
I met Sir Nick.
Get close to
you
your
have
microphone.
You have to get right up to the microphone
sorry.
Like you're
giving
it
a blow
head.
Job.
Yeah. Like it's Sir Nick.
You're blowing air into it. That's
okay.
Basically how the technology works.
I met Sir Nick at a fetish... goth club.
Which one?
Perversion.
Perversion. Let's give them a plug, even though they're not advertising.
Perversion.
Yeah, well,
yes, Perversion.
They canceled all the BDSM, so there's really nothing to plug
fuck
in.
Oh,
them.
Fuck you,
fuck
Perversion.
Them. I hate them so
and
much.
And they still
screw
call
them.
Themselves Perversion?
Right?
So not.
How dare they?
I know. It should be like vanilla.
Yeah, okay. Let's call you just, maybe just Neapolitan. But
average.
Certainly not Perversion. Okay. So anyway, but you met there. Oh,
yes.
He came in. He heard his name.
Sir Nick.
I shouldn't have told you
that.
I should have just let you see if you could feel his presence.
No, I like that.
Well, I saw him right when he came in.
Oh, you did? Okay, then. Well, anyway, talk about him like he's not here.
Well.
Right into the microphone.
He, you know, he's my dominant. He's fantastic. He's...
But when you met...
When we met.
The moment of meeting is always fascinating.
The moment of meeting, actually. When I first met him, I didn't come to be a submissive for months after that.
You were not in the scene?
I was sort of in the scene, but I was not with him.
Uh-huh.
When I met him, actually, I saw him from across the room at Perversion, and I told my friend who had brought me to Perversion, "Who's that?" And he was like... That's Sir Nick. He's 40. And I was like... Oh.
He's 40. That was the description.
Yeah, pretty
wow.
much.
That is basically...
He assumed that would,
number.
Like, wean me off of it, but not at all.
Because you are, what, half the age, or...?
About, yeah.
About half. About half. That's a good number.
Yeah.
Yikes. Over 18, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Mullinay, do you remember... Sula on the
St.
Andrew's Cross.
I absolutely
she
do.
She came in this 40s, 30s kind of
fabulous,
amazing,
classic amazing.
Outfit. You would have been impressed because I see that you are a sartorial sort.
Ah, I see.
Mm-hmm. Brother Jesse. So, Sister Mullinay, wasn't she amazing? She walked in like that and she looked so, well... Beyond innocent.
Oh, yeah.
Impenetrable. utterly inviolable.
Pure.
And then she proceeds to
innocent.
Step up onto the St. Andrew's cross.
And then?
Be violated in every which way by a whip, by this monster.
In public.
Snake tailing, flogging, and then climbing up on top of the cross and rubbing himself in this... kind of
dominating way, really.
More dominating was like it was like
desecrating.
Desecrating, yes. I would say desecrating more than dominating.
Yes,
totally. And she is like lying there, and not even tied.
No.
I mean, she could have just gone, get away. But she was just like there,
wanting it.
There, just laying
allowing.
Her hands back against
asking.
The cross.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Dr. Susie, one of the reasons that I am here is because I'm curious. I've been disturbed in some ways because there's an event that I attend that Yale alumni go to every month. And sometimes,
oh, my God, is it related to this?
It's not related to this, but they do bring in flyers from the Yale Sex Weekend.
Oh, Sex Week at
right.
Yale, of course. Mm,
and, of course, you attend that. You attended
yes.
that
start
the last one.
I was there when it started.
I believe
helped to start it.
Some sort of instigator, I could see.
In 2002, I was invited there by the founder of Sex Week at Yale, Eric Rubenstein, class of 2004.
Mm-hmm.
And Eric's dad knew me, and they saw me on HBO.
Clearly.
And then he said, Dr. Susie, you got to come here and help me out. And we went to Yale, and it was crazy. It was a horrible time in my life. I was actually being evicted, but I somehow went to Yale, and I got evicted, and then I sued the landlord and won, and so it was great. But in the meantime, I went to Yale, and I remember we were in SSS, which is a rather big hall, seats about 200 people, and there were about six in the auditorium, and that's how Sex Week at Yale started, with six people in the auditorium, and everyone just thought it was the craziest thing. But then they do it every other year, and now there's like thousands doing Sex Week at Yale.
Fantastic.
And it's going to start next year, 2010, in February.
So you there were these flyers, and you were disturbed, or?
Well, I wasn't disturbed exactly, but I did notice that some of the more conservative members of this organization brought the flyers and said that we needed to write a petition against Sex Week at Yale.
Wow!
So there is, in fact,
this was in an alumni event.
It's very much older alumni, so we're talking about people from the 1930s class.
Gosh,
1930s,
and you know all those,
hopefully
those people and in skull and bones, and
they're
doing
some
kinkier things than we are.
Right?
Hopefully they've all passed away.
Oh, no, they haven't. Some of them have passed, but some
they're
of them haven't,
in
and
there.
They're still doing it.
Yeah,
but
is on
this
the
is
forefront.
The question. Yeah, Yale, I think, has taken a very courageous
exploration
step.
Exploration and education, and this is a step in higher education.
Yeah, sex
higher
is really the most
education.
Important thing that humans do with each other, because
we
if they didn't do it, we would not exist.
Well, there's breathing and eating, and then there's sex.
Well, you know, like if you didn't have sex, you wouldn't be able to breathe.
Right.
Because you'd be dead.
And you couldn't eat.
Right.
Breathing and eating and sex. And
right.
Both breathing and eating are kind of, you can do without them.
Mm-hmm. Let's
breathe
have
sex.
Now. Let's breathe. We're going to breathe in and out. Your master left you, Sula.
He did. He is currently defending his pool title.
I see.
Does anybody need to pee?
Anybody need to
you
pee?
You still have that cup?
I got a cup.
You got a cup.
I got a Yale cup.
We have to say hello to Natasha and
Natasha.
Tommy.
They're sitting over there. We're going to have them on
Deborah.
Here shortly.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi. Just hello. Say hi. Say
hi.
A women.
A woman.
A listen, woman. She has this Russian accent. A woman. All right. We have Gordon on line one from Glendale.
Okay. From Glendale. Right?
Yes.
Oh, Glendale.
That's a dangerous area.
Right.
Let's see what's going on.
And let's bring in April Flores. April. Oh, she's in a photo shoot, but she says she wants to be interviewed.
Susie,
okay, Gordon, hello.
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 Hi, Gordon.
Hi.
What's up with you, baby? Happy Independence Day.
Happy Independence Day.
Okay, you have to talk a little louder, darling. You sound like a mouse. Okay. Okay. Good little mouse. Now, what did you want to talk about?
Oh, just like my therapist and stuff.
Your therapist? You have a crush on your therapist?
Yeah.
Yeah? Is it a woman?
Yes.
Okay. How does she dress?
Well, she wears Levi's, you know, and stuff.
Levi's.
And boots and stuff.
Boots. Do you want to worship those boots?
Yeah.
Aww. So how can I help you?
Well, like, I just want to know, like, if she gets, like, any sex or something like that, you know?
If she what?
Does she get, like, any sex or something, you know?
I'm sorry. You know, these people are making noise. If she get... What is that again, darling? If she what?
Well, she's not married, so I wondered if she gets, like, any sex.
Oh, you want me to tell you if she's getting any sex. Okay. Well, I don't know.
Why don't you ask her?
You're psychic.
You could ask her, and you could just see what her reaction is. She might say, well, I'm not going to talk about that. But still, you'd get some information. Why don't you ask? You're her patient. Aren't you paying her?
Yeah.
You should be able to talk about anything to your therapist. I mean, I'm not saying you should, you know, jump on her. Don't do that. That would be assault. But you should be allowed to say, hey, I want to talk to you. I want to ask you some questions. And you don't have to answer, but I would just like to ask you, when's the last time you had sex? See what she says. I mean, I have my clients ask me that all the time. When
I
is
believe
the
la- it.
They do. They do. And I answer them.
Yeah, that was last night and this morning.
Well, you know, yeah.
In like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I mean, I think that there's a lot of therapists, even people that call themselves sex therapists, who don't really talk about sex with their clients. But, you know, I think you should put her to the test. If you've got the courage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so, you sound a little shy,
yeah.
But that's why you have a therapist. But this is not therapy. This is a show. So happy 4th of July.
That was cold, Sugar.
I know. I'm so cold. I'm evil. That's
we love you,
so
though.
Sweet.
Okay. You hang on to your machine
ask
there.
Ask her, though. Yeah. You know, and there's, but you know what's clear? There's nothing wrong with you for being in love with your therapist or in lust, because it's normal. It's people go through that. It's
well,
transference.
She tells you what you want to hear.
Yeah.
She tells you what you want to hear. Not always. Therapists
well,
don't always tell you what you want
to hear.
Yeah,
but one thing they do is they
what
pay
they
attention
to
you.
Yeah,
yeah they focus on you.
Attention
they're all about you.
All ears.
And that's what's cool. Even if they're telling you that you're a mess, it's okay. Because they care.
Absolutely.
They care.
Absolutely.
Right. I know this. So anyway, thank you very much. Happy 4th of July.
Yay.
Right. So Sir Nick is back. You don't.
Okay.
I'm so flattered that you're back, because I know that you know you want to go out there and defend your honor in the pool room.
Very important.
And you know the show though.
Must go
it's
on.
Only a certain amount of time, and it's only once a week. So this is your moment. Please say hello to my audience here at Radio
How
Season
you guys
One.
Doing?
We're okay. Good. So, we loved you at the Bondage Gala. We really enjoyed your snake tail whip work. Your slave is afraid of snakes, though, real snakes. How about that?
Snakes. Yeah, it sounds like
but
it.
She, but you know, that's a snake tail whip that was licking at your nips, there, girl.
Yes,
there was various ones. I think I actually used an 8 foot on her, and then I used 2 snake whips, and then 2 miniature bull whips that were 4 feet. I have a lot of,
wow.
A lot of whips, yeah.
I trust the person yielding the whips more than I trust the actual snakes.
How much do you practice?
I mean, are you talking
together?
About me or Sula?
Sula, you two together. Do you
like
practice? Well, I mean, do you do it at home, alone? It's almost like an act. Maybe it's not really.
It's really not an act.
We live
in a lifestyle 24/7.
Well, that's still a practice. How
well,
much
yeah,
do you practice?
It's
ritualistic.
A lifestyle. And,
it's like a musician.
But it's not the way people want to believe that it is. It's not like I beat her ass like 24 hours a day.
Mm.
I mean,
there's also her nipples and her pussy.
At this
very
juncture,
good.
Work
the whole body.
Life. And it's I don't order her around or tell her to do, she has to do certain things. Our life is so that she just understands what I want, and it's a power exchange that's consensual. And when we do play, we play hard and we play heavy, but we don't always play 24 hours a day. Sometimes we go 2 weeks without playing.
Really? What are you doing during those 2 weeks?
Living.
Just working.
I'm cleaning the house.
Oh, you clean the house.
Yeah. Clean the house.
Very submissive. Yeah. How do you dress when you clean the house?
If I dress at all.
Naked cleaning.
And this is your collar, the silver thing on your neck. This is a pretty collar. She's collar.
Oh, gosh, she's collar. That's the new thing to
do. Do you know about that, Brother Jesse, the collaring of the slave?
I was learning about it tonight. She and I were talking about what the slave... Whether you call you the dom.
Let me ask you a question. You went to Yale, they didn't tell you about slavery?
No, I'm familiar with slavery.
This is consensual.
I was in African American studies too, so yes. I hope she's not into that kind of slavery.
I was not shipped over here. This is consensual.
She's from Monrovia.
It's the only. You know.
A lot of them were from Monrovia.
Right.
Different Monrovia.
That's Monrovia, California, y'all.
You know, there's always something kinky about slavery. There is. But the non-consensual kind is, you know,
just
illegal. It's just wrong. It's illegal, it's true. But it's more than illegal, you know, because there's a few illegal things that maybe shouldn't be. But real slavery should be. I myself have been accused of holding slaves. I was acquitted on all counts.
I want a slave. That sounds fun.
I want you to know I do not actually hold slaves.
Can I have boy slaves? I want some boy slaves. Come on now, please. She gets
that. Well, you know, there's slaves in
Israel. What would you do with a boy slave?
I need a car to be cleaned.
When she needs to pee,
what about your
friend? The slave brings the cup. What?
Exactly. I need someone to do all my things for me.
Larry?
Thank you.
Well,
I need lots of slaves.
Okay.
Lots of them.
You ask her for them like she
keeps
them in the closet.
Excuse me. There are some guys in the bar right now.
Okay.
Okay, guys in the bar, Mulaney, Sister Mulaney,
yes.
Goddess Mulaney, who actually played the goddess Venus on Eros Day in the speakeasy.
Venus equals America.
Venus of America. She wants a slave.
I do. I think it would be great.
She Mulaney, right?
I think it's a fantastic idea.
Don't you think she could get
anybody
a slave?
Anybody want to be a slave?
Wait, would you be supporting this slave 24/7? You'd give him a salary.
I don't know that she has to do all that.
No,
this is a part-time
that's
slave.
That's my slave's job. They give me the salary.
Yeah, right, exactly. The slave is paying attention.
You're not paying attention to my needs.
This is a consensual, this is
about
a modern American slave.
And my slaves.
Okay.
More than one.
Slave American style. True than the
slave modern American style. I know slave American style.
Slave modern American style. You're right. Consensual slave modern American style.
I love it. God bless America.
Well, I mean, wouldn't any of you guys want to be Mulaney's slave?
With some slave, please bring me
some rum. Slave for a day?
With some already is, please bring me more rum.
Come forward.
You've been offering up the cup all night.
Larry? You're Larry, right? Yes. Okay, come on over here, Larry. Come on. Come on up here. Okay, let's see. Here. Neil.
Obviously. Okay. He's in service.
All right,
we know.
Now, you said you're already Molinet's slave.
Voluntarily.
Of course, what are we talking about here? Excuse me.
Yeah. Well,
this is all voluntary. Did we just go through a whole speech about how this is voluntary?
It's hard for me to get to. I'm telling you.
I just got on the air.
Okay. It's all very voluntary. And you can stop whenever you want.
Isn't that fantastic?
I don't want to.
What'd you think of the golden shower thing?
It's not me.
That's so hot.
But did you see it?
Really? I mean, is he... Okay, don't jump to conclusions.
I'm sorry, that's hot.
We're not requiring you to drink it. How about just feeling it with your hand?
Only with my eyes so far.
Only with your eyes. All right, start with your eyes, and then you're going to want to put your hand in there.
Feeling it with your eyes?
Feeling it with, you know, it's like
poetic.
It's very poetic.
Talking to the microphone.
Yeah, you got to talk.
Larry's a poet.
We want to hear your words.
Larry's a poet.
Larry, speak some poetry.
Yeah, let's have some poetry.
Something lovely. For the 4th of July.
We rarely realize the impact we have on others until after the fact. Sometimes great, sometimes lack, always too late for turning back.
That's nice, man.
Thank you.
That's
nice. We're going to have some impact,
I feel, on you.
That means he's going to be, like, masturbating to this moment.
Gosh, I hope so.
The rivers, they flow. Yellow is gold.
The release is here.
He's back to the golden showers.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Do you still have that?
To get into golden showers, talk about golden showers.
I love golden showers, and that's a whole separate realm.
That's a whole new world.
Yeah, it's not really in the DS realm for me or the BDSM realm for me.
Sensuous.
It's something that I've just personally have loved with women in my life. I keep my life separated into categories, being the Virgo that I am. So I have, like,
Virgo.
I have girlfriends.
Age of innocence.
Right.
I have slaves.
Virgin. Actually, you are a virgin.
That makes
to my show.
Oh, yeah.
Priceless expression. Oh, my God. That was such a good expression.
And I don't think anyone would believe me.
No, I know. But people love to be virgins.
Okay, but also, Susie, lest we be thought of or thunk of as perverts.
Funk.
Urine has been a medicinal.
Very much so.
Very much so. Very
Madonna
good.
Recommends Madonna it for curing athlete's foot.
It's also
in
good for your skin.
You're supposed to pee on your feet.
You pee on your foot when you get stung by a stingray.
Yeah.
Terminal illness.
I'll remember that next time I get stung.
And also, you drink your lover's pee sometimes.
You
that's
drink
really
it,
amazing.
Right?
What do you think about this, Jesse?
What does that do for you? Well, I understand the medicinal benefits. thank you very much.
Well, how about this benefit? Okay. Doesn't it feel good to pee?
My
foot?
Yay, yes, yes, yes.
Excuse me. This is the basic benefit. Question.
Yes.
Doesn't it feel good to pee?
Yes.
It feels good to get it out of my body.
Yeah. Exactly.
And
get it out, like an orgasm.
Yes.
Feels good to get it out of your body.
No.
Except a pee is a little more disgusting, it's true, because a pee is framed by society as being disgusting, so most of us have that disgusting idea of it, but it's really just a release of a body fluid and a nice one.
What is going on over there? There's some
not an unhealthy one.
Well, there's a
kissing going on.
A little kissing.
Yeah,
there's
a little
another
kissing.
Thing about peeing.
Yeah.
You know, like if you have prostate cancer,
yeah.
Then you're peeing all the time.
Right.
And
there's
really not a lot of beauty in that part of it.
Well,
and
let me tell you something. If you couldn't pee, you'd be in a lot worse
shape.
You're
right. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So there's
true.
A lot of beauty in it. And let me just say, Brother Jesse, speaking of illness. Because this, you know, illness is not very sexy, and yet this is a show about sex, love, life, and death, and I almost was taken into the world of death, had a near-death experience in 2006 when I was in a coma for a week and a half, and came out of it on a breathing tube, which is the worst non-consensual form of torture
right.
I can imagine.
That's
being
rough.
On a fucking breathing tube. Any cock is nothing compared to that horribleness. But anyway... I remember, and of course on a catheter. The catheter was kind of nothing compared to the breathing tube. The breathing tube was horrible, was the ultimate awfulness. Mm-hmm. And when I got the breathing tube removed, I saw God, the goddess, and life. And then I still was sort of an asexual creature. I still felt like I had no sexuality in a way. I mean, I had fantasies, but my body, I was not in touch with my body's sexuality. And then one day this doctor, my doctor, came up to me, Dr. John Kluke, and he said, I think we're going to remove your catheter today. Mm. And I suddenly remembered that I had a pussy. And the nurse said, you're a lucky girl. And she popped it out. And it was so orgasmic. And then she
really?
Plunked me down onto this thing, you know, porta potty. And I let loose the most incredible orgasmic golden shower with the nurse holding my hand. And then my husband walked in.
And you weighed 170 pounds.
I did. I was huge. I had edema. I was awful. It was disgusting.
Wow.
I was a disgusting mess. And I couldn't feel my pussy in any way. But that pee was so glorious. And then my husband came in and he told me that he had masturbated that night at home for the first time since I had gotten sick, because he had been so upset that he hadn't masturbated. But then he did that night, and I had just peed, and I just felt like we'd had sex.
Yeah, that sounds like love to me.
It is love.
I'm telling you, that
pee
really
is
sounds
love.
Like love.
Pee
to
is
me.
Love. Live,
yeah.
Love, pee.
Okay,
I
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, happy 4th of July. Sparkling,
Max,
fireworking, body fluid, expressing glory, hallelujah. So anyway, I know, not everybody's thing, but I have this one therapy client who just, he keeps telling me I have to bottle something. He's like a wine connoisseur, and he keeps saying, Chateau Bloc.
I love the idea. I love it.
You love it. We should do
love
this.
It. Wait a minute.
Is that the same? I mean, if it's stored away.
Will eBay sell that?
I would think you'd have to
on
eBay? Put it on ice.
Can you put it on eBay?
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
We can put that on eBay, right?
Hey, wait a minute. It probably has to be pasteurized. FDA is going to get you.
No.
Come on. You can have milk
You're
raw.
You're not going to sell it in Albertsons.
Milk and cheese raw.
You better be careful.
It depends on who's peeing.
See, the problem is...
That's right.
I might buy that, you know.
The problem is if you pasteurize it, then you have to put all the vitamins back in.
That's
because
true.
Heat kills mm-hmm. everything, mm-hmm. and so suddenly we're like any other poisoned food product.
Chemically enhanced piss.
Can we talk in a serious note about
right.
urine?
Let's talk in a serious note about the water of life.
Water of life.
Water of life.
It's a very famous book, by the way. It's called
The Water of Life. I've been serious this whole time.
I'm very much into the fetish of urine play, and a person that I was with. Intimate with for many, many years, I shared that experience with. And I have to say that drinking that excrement from her body was one of the most connecting and beautiful experiences of my life.
Now, that's a whole nother kind of... Okay. Yeah. That's very beautiful. Wait, did you say excrement?
Does it taste like
excrement. Wait. Okay.
It's an excretion.
There's number two and number one and number two.
Yeah.
Are we talking about number one or number two?
Which would you like to talk
one.
About?
Okay. Well,
number two.
I consider excrement.
We have to hit Wikipedia for a minute.
Wait a minute.
Clarification.
First of all.
Look at that. Are we getting a picture? Do we have a photograph here of the whole mishigas going on?
Did we get a picture of her on the roof peeing? That's what
no,
I
don't even know if that she really did. But twice. It really sparked a
you
whole story.
I saw it. She did it.
You did? You peed on the fucking roof?
Yeah, three times.
Okay,
twice.
Now, drink
I
up.
Too much.
I already did.
Can I take a picture of you peeing?
Can I see?
Okay.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
I'll pee with you.
Okay, fantastic. Let's cross streams.
Them Spartan words.
We're so alpha.
Well, my brother and I used to do that when we were five.
Yeah, right. We used to do that, right?
We cross streams.
We have dueling
streams. I know. It does make you feel like you're five.
But we were five.
Jess, I just told her about that today.
Now we have video streams.
We're all five.
Thank the Lord.
Isn't a lot of fetish just about adults playing?
Yes.
I think
absolutely.
So.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Not so much over here.
No, but kids are very serious about play. It's playing in a way like a child, because a child is very, very serious,
very serious
about play.
Yes.
And you totally
yes.
believe what you're into.
Yes.
That's what I mean.
Imagination, yes.
That's why I say
absolutely.
It's like being five, when you totally believe that your play
yes.
is the universe.
Yes. I feel like that every day. I must be five.
Well, aren't you just...
I think I am.
Stop playing, you grow old.
Yeah, that's true. You gotta play.
No, wait a second.
It's good to play when you're old, though.
There's other ways to grow old.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Hopefully you'll play when you're old.
Keep playing.
Yeah.
You get to be open again without judgment.
Play cards.
I want to ask you a question. Can April Flores, I got a note that she was want to be on the show before we're done? Because we're going to go play soon.
Yeah,
let's
okay. So
come,
I'm gonna,
come
I'm,
out here. Come out here.
Also, Susie, we have desserts. I'm gonna run a commercial.
Okay. Oh, we're going to run a commercial.
Yeah, I'm going to run a
commercial.
Don't
come yet and don't go away.
Okay.
Okay, don't come yet and don't go away. We'll be right back. Are we peeing? Is it a pizza
time?
No, we're gonna have to take a picture of this. No, we should do it. Do we have a tarp?
Something you can't talk about with anyone else.
What can we do? What can
you
we
can
pee
talk
on?
To
Maybe
us.
We should just.
I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether it's serious psychotherapy or a hot. Phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Welcome back to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web, Worldwide Sexual Revolution, Worldwide Sexual Revelation. Happy 4th of July. Just hang out with us a few more minutes. We're still going to be live on the air, and then we're just going to party in the speakeasy. So stay hogtied to your computer, because you never know when you're going to catch some fireworks around here. But don't be popping off those amateur fireworks, or you could be popping off some fingers. And how are you going to finger anybody with no fingers? Because we had amateur fireworks on our roof. We've been having some fun here at the Speakeasy. I'm here with Sister Molinay and now the lovely Sister April Flores.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah. And Brother Sir Nick, or Sir Brother Nick. Or I call everybody Sister Brother. But anyway, Brother Nick.
Hey, I also want to tell everybody we have desserts from Chef.
Oh, my goddess, yes.
Yes.
We have fabulous desserts from Chef Daniel.
Yes.
Mm.
Amazing desserts.
Ooh, I love the expression
up.
Fatty makes. That's such a great expression. She goes,
I'm like, where is it?
Oh, yes. I want to see you eating dessert. You're just so luscious. You're just such a luscious piece of womanhood. And Chef Daniels makes delicious stuff. Did you try the potato thing? Oh.
Whoop,
that fabulous potato thing.
I don't know. I have to go check it out.
He made a fabulous appetizer. Now, you just came in, right? So you haven't even had any of our fabulous food yet, or did you?
I just got here like an hour ago. I did not eat.
Oh. Do you like to have dessert before food?
Yes, I do.
Okay, we're going to do that.
Okay, cool.
Because Chef Daniel brought these amazing desserts, and we met him at Erotica LA.
Nice.
Yeah. Did I meet you at Erotica? Did I see you?
You and I met on Twitter.
No, I know.
Love
That's
Twitter.
Right. Twitter. And you've been on the show
Twitter.
Twice.
Tweet.
You're not a
yes.
virgin.
I'm
You're
not
experienced.
A virgin.
Born again.
I heard our session online afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
I was totally enthralled. I loved it.
Aren't we fascinating?
We fucking roll.
We right. are just wonderful.
We are the best.
We are the best.
We really know how to rock those airwaves.
Yes.
So, anyways, you're back. And you were here at the Bondage Gala, too.
Yes.
You know, the greatest aphrodisiac in the world is freedom, but restraint is a close second. Yeah. Am I right, Sir Nick?
Very much so.
Yeah. We have to hear that. Say that again.
I said very much so.
There we go. That's good. All right, now.
Fantastic.
Yes, restraint is a very close second to freedom in terms of aphrodisia.
Consensual restraint.
Well, yeah, you know, consensual.
Yeah.
Consensual, because we are
not like not like Abu Ghraib or Twin Towers.
Right, Twin Towers, it's not consensual. Right. There are people down the street right now, brothers and sisters, who are in bondage to the sheriff.
What I can say, though, is my sister was the very first person to get married at Twin Towers.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Well, that's fascinating.
While she was a prisoner?
While she was a prisoner. A prisoner of love.
Her husband was a prisoner, and they got married at Twin Towers. The first couple ever, yes. Wow.
They got married at Twin Towers.
At Twin Towers.
Now, how did they do this? Because there's a window. I mean, did they get to touch and exchange rings?
I wasn't there.
You're not allowed to have a ring.
Passing notes, maybe?
Wow.
I don't know. But
they might have just done a ceremony.
They had the ceremony, and that was the first couple ever.
You're allowed to have two visitors at a time. So,
yeah,
so
we weren't there.
She... You weren't there, no, because they could only have her and
the
minister.
Her husband, the minister.
The minister and her husband, and so because you get two visits, that's wild.
It's totally wild.
Wow. And are they still married?
Yeah.
They are. And is he out now?
Married, yeah, no. Actually, he's in for life, so, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Three strikes. I do not agree with the three strikes law, but anyway.
No, I don't. I mean, I don't agree with a lot of that stuff. Hmm. But so this is your sister's husband. He's in there for life. Speaking
for
of
life.
Lack of freedom consensually, he didn't kill anybody.
He did not kill anybody. He just made some dumb choices, but he never took a life, and his life is gone forever.
Aww.
Anyway, whatever.
Hmm. Well. You never know. Someone could storm the Bastille. So, Patty D, April Flores.
Hello.
You're back.
I'm here. Yay.
So, you've kind of toyed with the world of consensual restraint.
Yes.
You were wearing a very tight corset.
I cannot breathe.
Now you're, of course, all free and easy and... Red and white stripes.
The polyester makes me breathe.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you like to be submissive or dominant or pick and choose?
I recently learned that I love to be submissive.
Really?
I really like it. Yeah.
Why?
Because I don't have to think. I just do.
Yeah.
I like that the vacation from my brain and just doing.
Yeah.
And the pain that I feel in my body is just temporary and not caused by me, so I like to be a sub.
And you look so beautiful all tied up.
Oh, thank you.
You look so beautiful any which way.
Thank you.
But, you know, submissives really get to show off their beauty, whereas the dominants have to, like, strain and go, arr, arr. You know, it's like, it's a lot of work wielding that whip, isn't it, Sir Nick? It's really,
very much so.
You're working. It's a workout.
Full-time job.
Definitely a lot more work than people think, not even the physical, but... Being able to understand how it's being applied
to
the flesh.
Talk about thinking. You have to do a lot of thinking.
You have to know ahead of time.
You know, she's talking about... It's for a submissive who's really into it with a good dominant, it's like a trip to the spa.
Yeah.
Well, where the I like spas. Last time we were here, I was totally in a trance watching you and your fiancé.
And my slave, Sula.
Sula?
Fiancé?
Beautiful.
Not my slave. She's not my fiancé. She's totally
okay, I'm sorry.
It's
sorry.
Okay.
Your slave, Sula.
So other people are
totally
getting married,
beautiful.
Though.
I was so enthralled watching you.
Where's Master D? Master D.
Thank you.
Oh.
He's bouncing. Yeah. It takes a lot.
He's getting married.
People there and that. But, you know, people really, what it's about is the dominant is really just a catalyst for the submissive's journey. It's my job to get them there safely, take them within levels of their subconscious mind and bring them back to reality after they've gone on their trip.
I would agree with every bit you just said except for the word just. Mm. Because that's not a simple thing.
Yeah, it is not.
It's a big deal.
It's a big
deal. I mean, and being a catalyst for someone's journey. It's like a shaman,
yes,
you know, for...
It's like a shaman.
Yeah, like a shaman, isn't it, huh?
Indeed.
You like that little connection,
love
trying
that.
To, like, bring
love
all the people
that.
Together here.
And love it. Hot.
Molinaise into the whole...
Yeah.
What?
Spirituality.
Really? I use a lot of that in my BDSM. I have a
pretty
large background in it all. So.
And we have a pee bucket.
Mm-hmm. What do we have?
Pee bucket.
Pee bucket?
We have a pee bucket. It's a baptism bucket.
Oh, look at this.
Bucket. Look at this. Huh?
Wow, we could pee in
this
the bucket.
This is a pee bucket.
Okay, drink
yeah,
up.
Right. That's kind of a...
Everybody's laughing
How about
nervously.
Another drink for Molinay?
What would you like to
do? Okay.
Okay.
What would you like?
Oh, Molinay.
What
She's
before?
Drinking agavero.
I want some of that, too. The
Two, please. Oh, and bring us the bottle so we can
three,
do a little
please.
Posing with it.
Yeah.
Because we're
drinking
powder there tonight.
Like
bring us the whole bottle.
For
a whole bottle, okay?
A little
Don't knock yourself out.
Can you bring us an island, please?
Yes, and a few large slaves with fans.
Fantastic. Yeah. Fezzes as well. It's hot.
Do they have to be eunuchs?
No, no. Eunuchs, though. You know, I was thinking, this is a whole other subject, but I was thinking
Linux,
about...
maybe, but not eunuchs.
The castrati of the Renaissance and how Michael Jackson was our modern castrati. His father, in a way, castrated him psychologically, because that was not consensual.
Absolutely.
But it was a beautiful thing that he did. And you see, a castrati is castrated at a very young age, and that's how they retain that voice. And it's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing to do that to a child. It's terrible. It shouldn't be done.
Yeah.
And yet, it creates that voice, in a way.
I have a question. Are you saying that
not that we're condoning it, and we say no, no, don't do that.
Was he castrated?
No.
He just psychologically castrated.
He was psychologically castrated, and I think it kind of created a desire within him to stay forever young.
Yes.
And to, like the castrati. The castrati were the opera singers of ancient Rome and the Renaissance. I don't know, around that time. The 17th century, probably getting that wrong because I'm fucking drunk.
That's right.
But
Italian guys who had their nuts chopped off, so they could sing like boys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they had this beautiful voice that no woman could have. Anyway, why did I bring that up?
Well,
Michael Jackson.
He had a voice like that. Yeah.
The same. Maybe he was one of those guys back then.
In a way. I mean, he's a freak. I say this in the best sense of the word when I say freak. I mean that with respect. A freak that had a voice that transcended gender, that transcended color, that transcended age, and was way beyond what we can even comprehend in a way.
Beyond human.
Definitely transcendental. And that's what's pushing us all to make fools of ourselves trying to make sense of this Michael Jackson thing. And it's descending on us this week. It's the 4th of July if you're listening to us live. And downtown LA is going to be invaded by Michael Jackson fans.
Oh, yeah, the viewing.
Oh,
yeah.
My goddess.
The viewing. Oh my God, I didn't hear this. What's going on with the? What do you mean?
Well, they're not going to have
Staples
a viewing.
Center.
No, they're that's out at Forest Lawn.
Oh.
No, they're going to keep them there. They're not going to go that crazy. They're going to have some sort of memorial here.
But you're not viewing his body. They're not letting us view his body, right?
No.
I don't actually know.
That was a really hard day for me personally.
When Michael Jackson died,
it
was a hard day.
I heard a lot of
people
cry.
I cried the whole day. I did
exactly
not leave my house.
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't cry, but I humiliated myself.
Well, so there you go.
You want to know how?
In the spirit.
I'm still doing it by obsessively looking up Michael Jackson trivia on the internet.
Beautiful.
And just reading it over and over again and trying to figure shit out.
The thing is that after he died, a lot of his songs stayed in my head.
We're going to listen to them right after the show. We're going to dance to them. No, they're the best.
Man in the Mirror?
Oh, man.
Man in the Mirror is heavy.
Yeah. I was like, I'm the man in the mirror. What am I doing?
Okay, here's the Agavero. Okay, we're going to get back to Michael Jackson in just a moment. But this is... Here, come on, ladies. Come on back here. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be whistling at you like your dogs. Okay, yeah. Deborah?
Unless she likes it.
Natasha, can you come back here? You're not going... You're going the wrong direction. Over here.
Natasha, my love. Natasha.
Okay, here, come on over here on either side.
Deborah.
Okay, so.
Natasha.
This is Agavero.
Natasha.
Have you ever tasted it? Yeah.
Make us drunk again.
She's so sexy.
Mamma mia. Mamma mia. Am I going to
call? I'm all wet. Okay, let's talk to Michael. He has a fetish for shemale porn. Okay, let's talk about chicks with dicks.
What line is he
on? Okay, he's on line 2. Michael from Mississippi. Where? I have a lot of shemale porn.
Quiet on the set. You're on?
Yeah.
Hi, Michael.
Hello.
Speak up, darling, because it's the 4th of July, and we're here at Radio Suzy 1 with a big bunch of people.
Yes, ma'am.
So tell us about your fetish for shemale.
I've always been interested, I guess, in that every...
Do you have someone in the next room, darling?
Yes, I do.
You do? Okay, then you got to get right up to your phone and do, like, talk into the phone.
Okay.
Okay, there in Mississippi.
Yeah.
Talk about, what do you love about a shemale?
The dick.
It got right down to it. Then why not just a guy?
That's pretty, the dick. All right.
A guy, that's not...
Not just a guy. You want the tits too. See.
Yes,
ma'am.
Those.
Full package.
Yes, ma'am. You want the tits and the dick.
And
I've tried being with a guy. It just doesn't
happen. Just doesn't do it. You want the tits and the dick. Yeah.
He's very ambitious.
Well, best of both worlds
Absolutely.
Is what some people say.
Praise him.
It's the the androgen. It's androgyny.
Andrew,
back to the Garden of Eden, where we started.
Sure.
We started as shemales? Really?
Male and female.
Molinae. Oh, yeah, that's sort of a Greek thing, though.
Molinae.
Well,
that's
Garden
a nice... What kind of
no,
Bible
actually,
are you reading?
No, actually, there was male and... God created...
Yeah, the hermaphrodites.
Created humans.
Correct.
Right.
Male and female created God. God created human male and female. And the first one was Lilith, and she broke off, and then
Straight
she ran away and had sex with devils. And then God created Eve from Adam's rib, and Eve was a little more subservient, but not really, because there was the snake.
So, Lilith was hot because she rode on the top, man.
Women are just irrepressible. So anyway, so Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a shemale girlfriend?
I've only been with one, and she was a...
She would escort.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Good to
yeah,
try
they're
that
not
out.
Just
now,
hanging around.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. Now, you're down in Mississippi, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Now, Mississippi, this kind of stuff's not supposed to be going home. You know what I'm saying?
That's why he's talking so quick.
Yeah.
So
I get
quiet.
It. I get it.
That's why he's so quiet.
Now, you know what
Mississippi.
You know what Marcy Tung said, right? You know who Marcy Tung is, right? You know what he said? The revolution is...
This guy ain't no communist here.
Yeah.
The revolution is in the heartland, brothers and sisters. And this is the heartland.
From Mississippi.
This is south of the heartland. This is Mississippi, where they're into shemales. All right. Which is what
then.
Brother Max is...
All right.
Where men are men and sheep are nervous.
Yeah.
The sheep are nervous.
Sheep are running for the hills.
Yeah.
We this
are
is all
running
very sheepish.
For the hills.
So women safe.
So, Michael, are you
sheep.
Are you married or single?
Her name is Gertrude.
I have a live-in girlfriend.
You have a live-in girlfriend?
Live-in girlfriend.
Oh,
the plot wrinkles.
You're talking on the
man
phone
of the
right
world.
That,
yeah.
The girlfriend's in the next room here.
Yeah.
And does she know about your shemale hobby?
She found a magazine.
She found a magazine.
It wasn't your magazine, right?
It was not yours.
Wait, what'd you say? Come on back here.
It was like a joke that a buddy of mine gave it to me.
Why don't you bring her in and discuss it with her? Maybe she'll help you because she loves you. I mean, you should go for that together.
Give up your seat for her. Yes, yes. Sit down here.
You know, alternative lifestyles should be ashamed of that. You should
thank you, Tommy.
Bring that to the girl that you're with, and maybe she'll get into it with you. You know, you shouldn't have to hide that if that's who you are.
Then that's not the girl for you if she's not into it. Yes,
respect.
Very good.
Because you have
very
a
good.
Deep
Point.
Desire Absolutely. For those.
And also, it's very important if we want to break the oppression of the South, the old South.
Yeah.
Then we got to bring everybody into the room, right, and play on a level field. Because I know down in Mississippi. There's a lot of strange stuff going on in those cabins.
Yeah.
Because there's nobody around, there's no neighbors, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's actually easier to come out as being gay than come out saying you want a female.
Well, right, especially
it's
in
tough,
Mississippi.
It's tough. Does your family live in Mississippi?
Yeah.
That's tough.
Michael, you should come to L.A. Come check it out.
Yeah.
Well, maybe, Michael, you know, I mean, your desire is pretty strong, huh?
We got a lot of she-males.
It's good to have desire.
Well, it is. It is. But, you know, there's a lot of people in this world and in this country that lead double lives. You know,
indeed.
Like they're governor of South Carolina and then they've got a soulmate in Argentina. and Michael here, you know, he's got a girlfriend in the next room and a she-male in his heart. What is he? What,
something from
that girl. Michael. Michael, what do you want to do with that girl? Not the girl next door in the next room in your bed, but that girl in your mind.
The girl with the dick.
What do you want to do with that?
The girl with the dick.
Right. What do you want to do with the girl with the dick? What do you want her to do with you? That was a good question.
I like the question, too.
Hot.
Michael?
Girls can have
what is the answer?
It's okay.
Girls can have peepees.
Girls
Michael.
Can have dicks. Now, what do you want to do with that?
And dicks as well. Peepees, dicks,
cocks.
Everything. Let's do it. You want to give her head?
Yeah.
You want to make love to that
absolutely
big dick on that gorgeous chick? Yeah. And would you? Would
now
you
you're not gonna masturbate now, are you?
No, he's got a good voice though.
Okay,
I wouldn't even care if you did. Go ahead.
You should.
Go ahead. You got a nice southern accent on you.
Whip it out.
Whip it out. Yeah.
Whip it good.
Sexy, huh?
Express and release.
I'd love to watch you suck a chick dick. I would like to watch it. Would you all like to watch?
Michael, can you do that for us?
It's all fantasy right now, folks.
Indeed.
Do you have anything you can suck on? Your thumb. How about your thumb, Michael? Suck on your thumb and make believe that it's big. Do you have a dildo? Do you have a dildo, Michael?
No.
You've got a dildo in the other
where
room.
Where his girlfriend is.
Yeah.
Oh, is that where your girlfriend is?
Yeah.
See, told you.
Uh-oh.
Everyone be very quiet.
Should we get her involved?
Let's get the dildo.
I think that's where it's at.
What do you think, Michael?
It is.
Can we put the girlfriend on? We'll be... Actually, what is she doing right now?
She's fucking right now.
She's what?
Sleeping.
She's sleeping.
Oh, you don't get the dildo.
July. Wake her up.
Wake her up.
The talk on the microphone.
Have him sneak in and suck on her toes.
Oh.
Sneak in and suck her toes like they're cocks. Suck her toes like they're cocks.
Yeah.
Very sensual. Would you do that?
Very straight-like.
Yeah.
She's very straight-laced. She's not even into sucking toes.
That's
Michael,
take it from me. No girl is really straight-laced. You just got to work the laces.
There you go. That's from Nick.
Once you work those laces,
she'll go.
So Nick has the answer.
Okay,
I've
you
got to
work the laces,
that.
Right? He's a lacer, unlacer, professional,
lace worker.
Okay, so what do you think?
I don't know.
Can
I ask
just
a question?
To jerk off.
Michael, right. I got a question for you. This is Cernick here. Do you
Cernick
feel...
is a she-male.
No. Yeah. I am. Really?
Actually, he really is.
Wow.
He is.
For a skirt.
What I got to ask, you is, do you feel it's an emotional attachment to this person, or do you see it more as just a completely physical, sexual thing?
With my girlfriend. Or?
No, with when you desire to be with a shemale, do you see it as being an emotional attachment that you could have with this person, or is it purely sex?
Good question.
Sex.
Good
I think
question.
It's sex.
I can't hear you.
I believe I could be with one. But
that's,
I mean,
that,
like,
that,
he
that's
wants to be emotionally with one.
That's completely
see?
Valid, you know, and you know, I think you should really take a hold of that aspect of your life. Don't deny yourself anything,
Michael.
You know, always
absolutely.
So
that's
romantic.
It's your law. You got. You know, there's a great saying that I live by in my life, and that's, "Do what thou wilt should be the whole of the law."
Aleister Crowley.
Love is the law. Love under will. That's
but
right.
You know, consensually.
93, baby.
Okay.
Hey, Michael,
you rock that.
That should be the whole of the law.
That's right. You follow your destiny, follow your beliefs, and don't let anybody fuck with that.
I'm interested in the whole
thing.
Of the law.
So, yourself.
But you know, Michael might feel that he doesn't want to do it in his hometown of Mississippi. You might have to leave town,
yeah.
Michael.
Yeah. Oh, they're going to run you out of town.
Yeah, that's true. You might have to come out here to California. No. No, it can't be.
There has to be freedom in Mississippi.
Yeah,
oh, Michael's
got to
be
world.
A fucking revolutionary.
Michael's a revolutionary.
No,
actually,
Michael.
No.
Revolutionary.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Actually, she's right. You've got to be the revolutionary in Mississippi.
You're the one, Michael.
But you could come out here and visit us.
You're the one.
And we could introduce you to a transsexual or two, and then you could
absolutely.
Go back to Mississippi stronger and more knowledgeable, and then become mayor of whatever town you're in. And then they find out you were here, and then you create a revolution.
Yeah,
because
it all comes out. Yeah,
you could actually start
a transsexual Mississippi community online.
And I believe in that. You know, I think that the governor, I mean, he's kind of a schmuck and all, you know, kind of a weasel, and he's a hypocrite, Mark Sanford, who had an affair
and was just discovered.
Because he's a Republican and, you know, he's very
Republican.
Hypocritical. He came out against Clinton and all that.
Wait.
I'm going to short circuit. Some of our best clients are Republican.
That's all right.
Okay, it's true. Best clients are Republican. They got it. They need therapy. Okay.
Everybody does.
I'm hoping he does not leave office. He does not allow himself to be hounded from office because you should be able to have a quirky sex life.
And his wife wants to forgive him.
Well, who knows? Yeah. She might think he's a schmuck. But anyway, you should be. I'm not sure. I don't know what his wife.
Republican.
His wife's gone. She took the kids. And you can't blame her because he was cheating. He wasn't being open about it. Maybe if he was open.
It's because
he's
a fucking Republican. He had to join a swing
club
or
hypocrite.
Some shit.
Nevertheless, sometimes, you know, like Nixon went to China. Sometimes it's the Republicans that create new mores, sort of open new doors. So maybe this guy will stay there and he'll say, no, I'm not going to let you run me out of town just because I have a quirky, weird sex life. You know? Look at Roosevelt. He was a Democrat. But Roosevelt wore dresses. You know, the Pope wears dresses.
Actually, you're thinking of the head of the FBI.
The Pope wears dresses. Yeah.
I think you'd get your guys crossed there.
Hmm? Roosevelt?
Roosevelt wasn't a cross-dresser. You're thinking about Edgar Hoover.
Edgar Hoover.
Right.
J. Edgar Hoover.
Was a cross-dresser.
He wore dresses.
Right.
Roosevelt was in a wheelchair.
That's why he went to England.
But he wore, like, these shawls over his knees that maybe looked like a dress.
Maybe he had bad knees.
Dr. Scott from the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
All right. Is Michael still there, or did we just talk him into a stupor?
Archangel Michael, are you there?
I'm here.
Sorry,
you're not
a Republican, are you? I mean, we didn't mean to insult any Republicans.
Have you ever been with a transsexual?
But Republicans really suck!
April?
Hello?
Have you ever been with a transsexual?
I've been with a pre-op transgender.
Kind of, then. Ooh.
So kind of, I guess. Kind of. Pre-op, and she had a huge dick. So yes, that means yes.
Yes.
She had a dick, that means yes. She was pre-op. She had a beautiful, thick
dick. Yes.
Beautiful dick. And you had sex with this creature?
Not necessarily sex, but we played and we took pictures together. So
cool. Well, that's a form of sex, not intercourse.
Yeah. You didn't inhale, right?
No.
Yeah, I didn't inhale, yes.
Right, didn't inhale.
I did not have sex with that transgender woman.
Right, gotcha. Okay. Well, that's good enough for me. I think that sounds great. I think we lost our caller through our sheer excitement.
He's here.
Are you still there, Michael?
He's been assaulted.
Okay. Well, Michael, here's what we think. We think you should somehow or another
revolutionize Mississippi.
Yeah, pursue.
Don't come to California.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of
happiness
is what we are celebrating tonight on Radio Suzy One and around America and the world, because the world loves
America. Don't come to California.
Right.
We got enough
now
of your
Obama's president.
Don't come.
Just stay in Mississippi.
We love you, America.
Carry on the revolution. Right?
Yeah. Right. Here.
You stay in Mississippi. Carry on the revolution. Let's change the world.
Well, listen, if you want to come out and visit, actually, you're invited to visit the speakeasy.
Yeah. We need sleeper cells in Mississippi. Sleeper cells.
And in the meantime,
takes
at least
a long time.
Get your girlfriend to finger you or something. Yeah. I mean, you know, right. It's a finger up the tushy hole.
In your tushy.
Okay,
right?
Totally nothing.
Do you do the finger in the tushy hole?
No.
No, not even the finger in the tushy hole.
Let me ask you a question. What does your girlfriend do? What is her work? I need to kind of suss her out. What does she do?
A nurse.
She will put a finger in your tushy hole, no problem. You are the one. You are afraid. You are afraid.
Michael, listen to me. I got something to tell you. Just remember this word, okay? These two words. Prostate massage.
There you go. She's a nurse.
Well, thank you, Sir Nick.
She will feel fine about it.
Very good.
She will love it,
baby.
It's all in the words.
You talk to her. Nurses are the greatest perverts the world has ever known.
They're all into golden showers because they got to change those bedpans.
Yeah. And I'm going to Costa Rica.
Let's go.
Some of our best friends are nurses, and some of the sexiest people we know are nurses.
Nurses, yeah.
Oh yeah, nurses. Because they're into the body. They deal with sick people all day. So if they got a healthy one, they're all hot. You know, you know, and the doctors are, you know, they gotta do the doctor thing. I mean, they do the doctor thing with the doctors, but you know, the doctors have their limits. So the nurses are on. You Michael, you have an opportunity here.
Opportunities.
Yeah, because
I know you're afraid.
That's a doctor. She's a surgeon.
Do you trust her? You do.
You do.
All right then. Finger in the tushy.
Have you
stuck?
That girl.
Have you stuck your tongue in her tushy hole?
I've actually tried. She didn't like it.
She didn't like the tongue.
Little bit of advice.
Does she give you good head? Does she give you head?
Yes.
She does. Does she lick around your balls?
No.
She does not lick around your balls.
Maybe you should ask.
Okay, you got to get on this.
All right.
Okay.
We got to go, but listen.
Okay, one bit for Tommy.
Yeah,
go get on the microphone.
What
are your advice? If she gives you the pleasure, you got to reciprocate. Slowly but surely, she will enjoy it immensely.
She'll resist.
Exactly. She will resist.
Because she thinks it's naughty?
Exactly.
Yeah, see? So you
taboo.
Have to show her that it's okay.
Exactly.
And it's okay to enjoy it. See the naughty
who's
wish.
In control of your
problem.
Bedroom?
If you enjoy
who's
it,
in control
will.
Of your bedroom, Michael?
I guess.
What?
I guess
she
is.
She is.
That's hot. That's totally hot.
Yeah, but that's why he can't go farther. She's saying she doesn't want him going in the tushy hole. So you know what? You just you gotta kind of talk about it.
Exactly.
Yep. Gotta kind of talk about it.
Yep.
Anyway,
get out, Michael. You've got all your answers sitting in that
this
bed right
show,
now.
Michael, I got the whole source for you to talk about it. This show will be posted shortly
tonight.
In just a few hours, and then you
We're
can just send
advanced.
Her a link, and she can listen to it. Because a lot of people
highly
will.
Advanced.
Okay, thank you very much, and good luck to you. Come visit us and, you know, maintain the revolution in Mississippi.
Be true, Michael.
Okay.
Come soon.
Enjoy that dick. Okay, we have, this is weird. This is funny. Tony from New Mexico has a bladder infection? What? We're talking about golden showers, and now we have a bladder infection.
It's
I'm not
all the same.
It's not.
Colloidal silver.
I don't have a bladder infection.
Here we go.
Colloidal silver.
Okay.
Quiet.
Okay.
Quiet.
Okay.
Quiet. Okay. Quiet.
Okay. We're doing a UTI now. Okay. Hello. Is this Tony?
Yes.
Tony, what's up, man? You got a bladder infection?
No, not me. My
your girlfriend.
Friend, actually, yeah.
Are you sure she does, or she just doesn't want to have sex with you?
No. No, it was actually since the last time that we had sex that she's kind of been developing the symptoms, I guess.
Well, so she should go to the gynecologist. She's got to take some, you know, stuff.
Well, she's been prone to having them in the past. And what I'm wondering is that something that's just kind of natural to happen, or is it me? Is it something I'm doing?
Oh, I'm sure it's you.
I don't really know enough about it. Really?
You big dick monster, you.
There's numerous ways you could go with that.
Well,
you know, depending on whether you're...
That's cosmic, and I don't feel so bad.
It could be you. It could be just a lot of sex. Sometimes you just get it from having a lot of sex.
And can you turn down the show in the background?
Especially when you have sex with a new person.
Susie, he's got to turn down the show.
Got to turn down the show.
It turned all the way down.
Okay. All right. Well, it's the people in the bar then.
Are you guys using a lot of toys sexually?
No.
Well, then it might be just the way you're hitting her when you're entering her.
Are you eating McDonald's? I mean,
what?
Is McDonald's going to cause it?
Well, you could. What he means is you could have a low resistance because you eat junk food.
Right. That's what we're talking about.
I think that's what you were saying. I don't know. Are you eating
McDonald's? Actually, that's what I was talking about.
I translate.
I do eat a lot of fast food, I suppose.
Oh, you eat a lot of fast food.
You have a low resistance. Didn't you see that movie?
See, I was right.
Fast food.
Large something.
What? Fast food nation? Yeah.
Large something.
Supersize me.
Oh, yeah.
Supersize me. That's right. Yeah, you know, you get sick from eating that shit, man. Okay. So, meanwhile, what you got to do is let her take her medicine. She's got to get over this, and then you got to be, you know, kind of, slip in the back, you know, be careful, and don't go from the back door to the front door without washing it, because that could have caused this.
Well, if I had the opportunity, I guarantee you I would wash it, but it's not really something that she presents as an option, so.
It's not an option.
No, she doesn't offer that up.
Oh, she doesn't offer that up. You know, you sound like you need a lot of holes open, and she's closing them for various reasons, and I'm not sure what's going on here, but there could be a psychological component. Could be.
Okay, Susie, look to your left.
A lot of feedback.
Look to your left.
Oh, my goddess.
Who's here?
Malena.
It's the revolution.
Okay, look at her. She looks so hot. I got to pee. Where's that pee bucket?
It's right here.
I'm serious.
It's right here.
I do have to pee.
All right.
But Milena's here. I shouldn't do it in front of Milena.
I want to see you do it in front of Milena.
I just want to see you do it.
I would do it. I would do it if somebody would drink it. Do I have any volunteers for drinking pee? We don't have any slaves here tonight.
No, no slaves.
No.
Bummer.
No comment. No.
And I'm all right. I have no wounds or anything to rub it in.
I'll only do it if Milena promises to do it after me.
I'll do it.
She'll do it.
We'll
do it.
He'll plan it.
That's good enough. Drinking it.
Quiet on the set
just
here.
Has to be appreciated.
We are now going to transmit the information that's a secret information centuries old.
Uh-oh.
Really?
It's called the Water of Life.
Okay. I'm serious. Am I going to do this?
From Los Angeles, California. From our house to your house.
Or maybe we should have Molinay say hello first.
Yes.
Before we get to the pee.
Of course. Yes.
Okay. Molinay, come here. Say hello. You look so fabulous. Look at you.
This is a moment in a historic moment in
this is a
the radio
moment.
Show. Yes.
Here, come on over here.
Oh, my goodness.
Molinay, look at Miss America. Here she is. Miss America. I like this part.
Malena.
I was calling you Molinay. That's Molinay.
Molinay is my...
I'm having Agavera. Let's do a...
What is
Agavera?
Yeah,
what is it?
What is it?
The drink.
Strong alcohol.
It's an aguave.
Oh, look at these women that we have in this fucking studio. I'm going to jerk off personally myself. I don't care what any of you are doing. I'm going to the bathroom.
Beat it, Wes.
Here, no, have some. Yeah, we're having some of this. Okay, here. And then you have to go away because I'm going to pee.
La, la, la.
I don't hold the bucket.
No, she doesn't want to do that.
I'm the puppet master, Susan.
It's America's birthday and everyone gets spanked. Can I spank you?
Yes, you can. Okay. Please.
I'm attached.
Look at this.
Get a picture. Wait. Can I pull the skirt up? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think, counselor?
Wait, I need to undo
this. We're
doing
all right,
right?
Wait a second. It's hot. The heat.
This is, okay, talk amongst yourselves. Okay, here we go.
Four minutes.
Not much. We got
four minutes.
Oh, there we go.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday, April Flores.
Thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure. Milena will be singing later. In just a moment, we are going to go back into the speakeasy.
Okay, we got four minutes.
Four minutes. All right. Oh, really? Am I really supposed to do this?
Yeah.
I don't know if you wanted to.
I know.
You're going to bless us with your golden delight.
Okay, so I feel pressure. I feel community pressure now.
Stage fright.
Look at this. What am I going to do?
And after this, we're going
to
have dessert.
Show me your tits. Show me
and
your
after
tits.
That.
Maybe I can do it.
You never know.
No. Show me your tits. Woo!
So where's the bucket? Get the bucket. The bucket.
The bucket.
Tits. Okay. I don't know. I can't believe I'm going to do this. I don't think I can do it. I'm too nervous.
Way too nervous. You can do it. You can do it. Count.
Ah, well, I got a little squirt out.
It's a lot of pressure.
I know it is.
It really is.
You're going to do this after me.
I get it.
Look at these tits. I have to come or pee or something for this.
She needs a release.
Okay.
2 minutes.
Okay. And that's it. Let me have the napkin. I'm sorry. This is disgusting. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now who promised that they would touch it?
I'll touch it. What is it?
What a daring, beautiful goddess.
You're too good to touch it. What are you going to do?
2 minutes. 2 minutes.
Oh, she's just going to lick
minutes,
it.
2 minutes.
Okay.
Flight time.
Okay, here I am getting my pussy licked by the lovely Natasha.
Oh,
you're not
my
licking
goodness.
It. Okay.
Whoa. Nice. Mamma mia.
Happy Independence Day, baby. Mm. And brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, I am grateful to you all for allowing me to fight for your freedom in the land of the free and the home of more prisoners than any other country in the world, except maybe China.
Not even.
We got most prisoners in here in this great free land of the USA where we got a lot of prisoners.
And we execute a bunch of people.
Maybe not more than Iran, but a bunch of people.
More than Iran.
But
Iran executes one.
But we got some freedom here tonight. We got fireworks. We got orgasms. We got pee. I want to thank you all my brothers and sisters. And thank you, my darling listener, for having us in your home, your cardboard box, or your mansion on a hill. I want you to be happy. I want you to be free. I want you to try not to hurt anyone, including yourself, whether you practice bondage games or freedom adventures. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you. I love you.
Can you talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.